at Citi Field ahead of the Subway Series Part 2 in 2025, and this one way different than the first one. Last time was really the Soto Series, and now you have the Subway Series here with both teams who in May were in first place going in, and the talk was, man, can this be a preview of the World Series? Now the talk is, I mean, who's going to survive this weekend? It's less about Juan Soto taking on his former team, more about both these teams now falling out of first place. The Mets taking on water, trying to hold off until some reserves can come back in the coming weeks, and the Yankees just getting embarrassed, getting swept in Toronto. The Mets are not out of the woods yet. I know it feels like that after last night, winning 2 out of 3, and David Peterson was terrific, and the bullpen was great with Stanek and Diaz. The energy of this Citi Field crowd, I'll be very curious to see what it is today on the holiday. Happy 4th, so 4th of July, you're going to have a mix of Mets and Yankee fans. Don't know the balance, don't know the energy for a 3 o'clock game. We'll see. The Mets have been feeding off of that energy, but it felt like at least for a night, or for a series, okay, maybe the Mets have righted the ship. Not so fast. There is, you look at this series, coming into this weekend series right now, the Mets pitching is in as bad a shape as it's been, period. Now, we know how bad it's been for the last 3 weeks. It's even worse starting today because they don't have starting pitchers. They have 3 games, 1 starting pitcher. You do the math. Not to mention that they used Stanek, Diaz in both their last 2 games, the other night in Game 2 of that doubleheader, and then, of course, yesterday in putting away the Brewers in that series finale in the rubber game of that series. They did all they could, exhausting their best options to win that series against Milwaukee. And now it's okay, survive in advance, let's see what you have coming up here. And although it's the Subway Series and we like to think, hey, it means a lot more, and it does for bragging rights, the Mets are in a spot now where I don't know what you could ask for from this pitching staff this weekend. They are in big, big trouble. And you would think, wow, the Yankees just got swept. They're reeling. Aaron Boone has to address the team and talk about, guys, it's not that bad. We're still the best team, blah, 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 blah. At least the Yankees can mash. We saw it even in the losses in Toronto. Hey, they got beat by the better team for those 4 games, and it was a little bit of everything. But the Yankees have pitchers in place this weekend, and their bats are starting to come alive. Obviously, Judge. Now, the Mets probably aren't going to pitch to Judge. You need your head examined if you do pitch to Aaron Judge at this particular point. But Dominguez starting to get warm. You know, Bellinger's been okay. Stan hitting his first home run the other night. The Yankees have enough offense to where they can, and against this Met pitching, that's how the Yankees really get fat, against bad pitching, and that's exactly what's been going on with the Mets. And now this is not just bad pitching. It is like, hey, can anybody throw the ball? I wouldn't be surprised if I go down there today. But, hey, you know what? Can you come in a game and give us an inning? That's how bad. I mean, Hegeman starting tonight. Montas tomorrow, who's talking about last time he was out there, he was tipping his pitches. Okay, great, but he's Frankie Montas. He hasn't been exactly good his entire career, especially in New York. I'm supposed to expect he's going to be good against the Yankees in the Subway Series. And then they don't even have a starter name for Sunday going up against Max Fried. So pitching, and that's what I said about before with the bullpen, with Stanek and Diaz being used back-to-back games, I would imagine they're not available today. Maybe we'll get an answer from Mendy on that before the game. Who knows? But you got to assume that Stanek's certainly not available, and probably not Diaz. You can't pitch him 3 straight games. So who's pitching today for the Mets? In a bullpen game, they get the 2 best bullpen arms unavailable. And the Yankees always get fat on the underbelly of bullpens, on the softer part of the rotation. Not to say that they can't hit the top pitchers, because they can. But this is just lined up for the Yankees to get right against the Mets. And it's not that the Mets aren't good enough or it's their fault. They're just taking on too much water, and I think this is a bad, bad timing here to have this Yankee team, who's starting to score some runs, come off the 4 straight losses, getting swept in Toronto, knocked out of first place. Now they'll be angry, they'll be hungry, and they're facing a team that is just depleted as far as the pitching goes. The Mets are depleted. So what does that mean? Okay, well, for the Mets to compete this weekend, they're going to have to do something they haven't done all year, and it's July 4th. And that's hit their way to victories. That's how this team was built. They were built to be an offensive juggernaut. We compared them coming into the season to the 2006 Mets. That's how good this lineup was on paper. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, Vientos, Alvarez. You know the names. You know the players. You've seen what they've done this year. Multiple lineup changes. Okay, Nimmo has had some success recently. What's he going to be? Is he going to be able to sustain that? Not to mention against two tough lefties this weekend with Rodon and Fried Saturday and Sunday. You know, Stroman today, if the Mets don't hit him, mercy. He's the guy you got to hit. Now, just as we expect, like today will be a 9-8 game. Maybe get one of those vintage Subway Series games. The Matt Franco game comes to mind, the back and forth, a lot of runs. But that's how the Mets are going to have to compete. Forget about win or beat. Compete with the Yankees this weekend. Hit. If they do not hit, and I'm not talking about four or five runs. I'm talking about hit, mash. They may need 8 or 9 today. You may need double digits against Stroman to win. It's not an exaggeration. Look at the Yankees, the way that they've been performing. The Yankees are one Anthony Volpe hit away from breaking open many different games. Now, I mean, I don't know why you keep batting Volpe seventh. You could argue should he even be in the majors at this point. But they have done some damage, and they've had the opportunity to do even more damage. And against this Met pitching, the way that it is right now, which will be far different next week or certainly 2 weeks when they get Manaea and Kodai Senga back. But right now, as it lines up going into this weekend, like, the Mets could use a rainout today. And I'm here at Citi Field, and I'm looking. It is beautiful. It is as beautiful a day as can be. So they're not going to get buried, saved here by a rainout. Their pitching staff can get buried this weekend in a hurry. And you got to give them credit for going out there and making sure they get the win. Win the series, it's there. You have a lead. Hey, try to close it down. Stanek was terrific. Diaz as well. Warren thinking about tomorrow, which is today. Warren thinking about the Subway Series. It was survive in advance. But coming into this series, I don't know how you could feel good from a Mets perspective. They're not out of the woods yet. Winning 2 out of 3 is great. Winning their first series since mid-June, where they swept the Nationals, the game that Senga went down. Last time the Mets won a series. I mean, that's a long time ago for a team that's been one of the best teams in baseball the majority of the year. Now they've been the worst team since then. And it's going to get worse this weekend. Facing that dangerous Yankee lineup, hungry Yankee lineup, angry Yankee team when they have no pitching. And I think that's a good thing for the Yankees because the Yankees need this series more. Trash talk, all that stuff, bragging rights. Yeah, of course, Mets fans want to have their team win. It'd be nice for the Mets to respond after the Yankees took 2 out of 3 in May. But for now, and this is me saying that, and I love the Subway Series and always think it's a huge, huge series. The bragging rights are huge. The meaning behind it, especially when you're trying to get to the level of the great New York Yankees, it's always important that the Mets beat the Yankees and send that message and try to level the playing field a little bit. You know, Mets swept the Yankees last year. But maybe it's the Yankees' turn this year to regain the upper hand head-to-head. Mets have to have bigger things in mind down the road, even if it is just a week or two from now. I don't know. You can't ask that much. What are they going to do? They got no pitching. Can't go solve that right now. If the Mets somehow survive this weekend, and win, I mean, by survive, I mean win a game. But if they ever won 2 out of 3, that to me would be a miracle. And that would be more of, to me, speaking to how bad the Yankees are in a rut right now. And I don't think it's as bad as it may seem, even after getting swept by the Jays and falling out of first place. Even with the news of Clark Schmidt, who had to be put on the IL with the right forearm tightness. Not good for the Yankees. Doesn't impact them this weekend. But the Yankees' bats coming alive, combined with the Mets' pitching, that's where it could be a problem for the Mets. And beneficial to the Yanks, who need this more, just to kind of right the ship, get back on track, regain their confidence, and start to play like the team that they believe that they are. Which, in Boone's words, reminding his guys that they're the best team in baseball. Obviously, we could disagree on that. I know he's trying to gas his team up. But this could be the get-right series. I fear that this will be the get-right series. From a Mets perspective, the Yankees are going to get right this weekend. And from a Mets perspective, it's just about, hey, you know what? Try to survive. See if we can hit our way to victory. And maybe that'll be the biggest key coming out of this weekend for the Mets. Can Lindor, Soto, Alonso, those three in particular, but you want to throw Nimmo in there, that's fine too. Can those guys do enough offensively together at the same time to have the Mets overcome what is just an absolutely ravaged pitching staff? Like, this would be bad going into any weekend. I was going to say against the Pirates, but I don't even want to bring them up after what happened a weekend ago. This would be bad going into any weekend with the Mets pitching lined up the way that it is. And going into a weekend, the Subway Series against that Yankee lineup that's starting to get warm, even with the losses scoring a bunch of runs, I don't think this weekend bodes well for the Mets. 888-808-1019, Sal Licata live here at Citi Field ahead of Subway Series Part 2, 4th of July holiday. Great to be out here. Ray Martell, Pete Hoffman getting us on the air, so we appreciate that. The ballpark looks beautiful. The field looks beautiful. Can't wait till some of the players start warming up here, getting out there, taking a little batting practice. We'll have plenty of guests today, writers and such, and we'll have Susan hopefully a little bit later on, Keith Rad with the Mets, John Flaherty of the Yes Network. We should have Johnny Franco will be in the building. Now, I'm not sure about Doc yet, but maybe we'd have Doc Gooden stop by. So we got a lot of guests lined up. We're going to 2:30, right up to the Yankee pregame right here on the Fan. But Subway Series, this is why I wanted to work, because not only Soto in the Subway Series, but just the Subway Series in general always means something. Did I anticipate, you know, the fact that the Mets and Yankees would both be reeling over the last 3 weeks and going into the Subway Series on a down note? Did you anticipate the pitching matchups being what they are? You know, the Mets, you know, Marcus Stroman pitching for the Yankees, but the Mets not having anybody. No, you like it going in better on a higher note the way that it was in May with the two teams atop the sport as opposed to two teams, you know, fighting to get back on track. I do think it's different, though. The Yankees are trying to get back on track. The Mets are trying to stay alive. Even if they get swept, it's not the end of the world. They'll be fine, but they're trying to survive right now, taking on too much water. And this is just, if I'm the Yankees, this is the exact series that I want right now. Little jolt being back in New York, Subway Series, and you look at that pitching, hard to envision the Yankees not doing damage against the Mets this weekend. You know, the Mets have an opportunity to call up some of the younger guys, and that is something that has been talked about, and David Stearns addressed that yesterday, to fill some of the voids that you see in this weekend's rotation plans. That's not that's not the right way to go. If they bring up McLean for Sunday or whoever it may be that's available from the minors and have him spot start on Sunday, do I think it's the worst thing in the world? No, because it's about the big picture. That's why I'm just trying to – it's hard to look at this series, the Subway Series, as a regular series. It's just, hey, it's three games in early July. You're still a game and a half out of first place, whatever it is, you're right there. Just try to survive as long as we can. No need to panic and bring up arms. This isn't September in a playoff race, but it is the Subway Series, and it is important to the fan bases. But if I'm the Mets, I try to stay the course and realize, hey, we just did what all we could do to survive, win two games, one game at a time. It's not about the younger arms, because that's really not even going to make that much of a difference. It's going to be about the bats. If the Mets don't hit, they aren't going to win this series. And really, you could take it a step further. It's not just about this series. It's about overall. Are the Mets going to be able to hit enough? You saw the formula, the perfect formula last night for the Mets to win a ballgame. That's how they've been doing it all year long. Get a quality start, 5-6 solid innings from your starting pitcher, hand it over to the A arms of the bullpen. The difference is earlier in the year they had a lot more A arms. It wasn't just Stanek. It was Brazoban. It was everybody else that was pitching well for the Mets in the bullpen early on, handing it over to Diaz. That's their formula. They need to hit. The expectation was, okay, well, maybe the pitching will come back down to earth a little bit, and then the offense will pick it up and carry them. And instead, the pitching has come crashing down because of all the injuries, and the offense has not been able to carry them. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT off enjoying the holiday. We're live here at Citi Field taking your calls, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Sal. Great monologue on the Mets. You're absolutely right. It could be a disaster this weekend. But you know what? The Subway Series elevates the adrenaline, you know? Maybe they come out and hit like they're supposed to. But you know what, Sal? I can't understand. They could have brought up McClain. I mean, and you explain to the kid, like Evan Roberts says, you don't worry about it. Go out, do the best you can. If you don't, we still think the world of you. Here's the thing.
Would you, now I trust David Stearns, okay? I could give you my opinion on it, and it doesn't seem like from the outside that it would do much damage to a prospect who has to get a spot start. But it is the Subway Series. If David Stearns feels like he's not ready, whether it be physically, whether it be mentally, whatever it may be, then you have to trust the fact that, you know, Stearns knows what he's doing. I'm not willing to ruin a prospect or hinder their development just to have a spot start because it's a Subway Series and we get so worked up about it. If it were a necessity to win a division or a postseason spot, maybe a different story. Right now, the Mets are just trying to survive as long as they can while they're taking on water. They know what I'm saying today is the Mets know exactly the situation. You guys all know it. Look at the pitching matchup. Like, you can't go into the series without a starter on Sunday, with a bullpen arm going today, using your best bullpen arms the last 2 days in a row. I mean, that's you're up against it here. But maybe they sacrifice a game or two along the way for the greater good. I can't answer that about the prospects. I'm not watching them. I see the numbers. I know the hype. I know the expectation. What happens if you really think it's a good idea to bring up a prospect to face, you know, face this Yankee lineup, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Jason Dominguez? I don't know if that's the best spot to put a young kid in while fans are expecting them to be a savior in some ways. Hey, we need a pitcher. Why not bring up this guy? I don't think that's a realistic expectation, and I don't know if I would do that at this point. Greg is calling from Westchester. What's up, Greg?
Sal, I'm the opposite of Ray. I couldn't stand your monologue from a Mets fan. We're 31-13 at home. I realize we have some pitching deficiencies, but, you know, you're basing it on name only. Stroman's got an 8 ERA. You don't think we can get one win off him? And look at Hagenman and Waddell, who are going to start. And their numbers haven't been bad. No, they're not supposed to be in our rotation, but they can give us 4 or 5 innings, each of them, and their numbers have not been bad. Look it up, Sal.
I'm confused by the point. Are you happy with the way the Mets pitching is right now with Hagemann and Waddell if he is, in fact,
no,
the starter Sunday?
No, I'm not happy, but I believe this series will show how bad the Yankees really are.
See, Greg, you're not paying attention to the Yankees. That's the problem.
I'm not paying attention. Their offense is terrible. Terrible.
Greg, how many runs the Yankees scored the last 2 nights?
Who hits on that team? Who hits on that team besides
Greg,
Judge?
I can't tell you
right
everything.
Now.
You got to watch the game. I got to explain it to you. You
got
to watch
the game.
What are you?
Please, I'm going to watch the Yankees. I look at their lineup with 5 easy outs. That's what I look at when I look at the Yankee lineup.
They scored 9 runs in the loss last night.
Okay. They have a tendency to come back, but the Mets have a tendency to hit, and we have guys who can shut them down.
Yankees have scored 14 runs the last 2 nights. 9 runs the night before, and then last night they scored 5 runs. Stanton is, he finally hit his first home run. Judge is a beast, and they're not even pitching to Aaron Judge. And thank you for the call. Sorry, Greg, cut you off there. I think you're dismissing the Yankees' offense. I don't know why you're so upset. Like, okay, you're, Greg, seeing, hey, the Mets won a game. They had to hold on, scratch and claw, fight like tooth and nail to be able to beat the Brewers right now. And good for them. They did 2 out of 3. The Mets offense has not done enough at all this year. Now, look, maybe Soto finally wakes up and gets a hit with a guy on base. Maybe that'll happen against the Yankees. I expect that to be the case. Will it be enough? Lindor, Soto, Alonso, all 3 of those guys have not been going together at the same time. They're going to need that to happen this weekend if they want to compete with the Yankees. Trust me. Nobody hits on the Yankees. They scored 14 runs the last 2 nights. Now, again, they lost the games. The Yankees are in a bad way. It's not as bad as it is with the Mets. Yankees against the Blue Jays, first of all, if you want to go back to their last win, which was against the A's, or even we'll go back to the last win against the A's. 12, they won 12-5. They lost to the Blue Jays 5-4, lost to the Blue Jays 12-5, lost 11-9, and lost 8-5. The Yankees' bats have not been the problem. And by the way, that's with guys still being left on base every time for Volpe. At some point, he might find a hole somewhere and drive in more runs. And it's not just, I'm not trying to talk about the greatness of the Yankee offense. They have their issues, but they're getting hot. If you're paying attention to the Yankees, you're not, Greg. I am. If you're paying attention to the Yankees, their bats are heating up. And it's a perfect storm taking on Hageman and what. All of a sudden, you love these guys now. And let's just say Hageman goes out there and throws five scoreless innings against the Yankees. Wow. And the Mets put up some runs against Stroman. Who's finishing the game? Mets bullpen has been ravaged, and they don't have their two best guys with Stanek and Diaz, who have pitched the last two games. I'm not knocking the Mets. It's just a matter of where they're at right now going into the series. It took everything they had to be able to beat the Brewers 2 out of 3. Yeah, clearly they have the momentum right now. The way things lined up this weekend, they better hit Marcus Stroman today. They better crush. On paper, the Mets offense today should crush Marcus Stroman. And even with that, I still don't know if it's going to be enough with the Yankees facing Hageman.